It's Maura.
And your pal Harp.
And we're here with another Q-Lips episode for you.
Yes, make sure you check out our website, qlips.com. That's C-U-L-I-P-S.com. Because there you can find all our older episodes. And that's the only place where you can sign up and become a member.
And when you're a member, you get access to our transcripts, more detailed explanations of the expressions we use in our episodes, and quizzes.
Yes, so make sure you go there and sign up.
That's right. And you can also listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher. So check us out there.
Yes, and leave us a rating.
A good one, I hope.
Only good ones.
So, how's everything going with you, Harp?
Pretty good. How about you?
Good, good. I'm feeling good today because I just got my hair cut.
Yes, it's looking very nice.
Thanks. You know, it's always nice when you get a haircut. You just feel kind of fresh and clean.
Yes, I agree. And you know, that's a great segue to our episode, Maura.
I know it is.
Because today we're going to do a catchword, and that's where we look at some expressions, we explain them, we give you examples, and our expressions today are all about being clean.
Right. Our expressions today describe something that is clean and fresh and new.
Yes. Sometimes we have expressions that are a bit complicated to explain, but this time it's quite simple. These are all expressions that are related to being clean.
That's it. So the definition for our expressions is really straightforward, is really clear. All of our expressions describe something that is very clean.
I think we should get started.
Okay. So our first expression for this episode is clean as a whistle.
Clean as a whistle.
Right. So you can describe something and say it is as clean as a whistle.
And when you say that something is clean as a whistle, you're saying that something is very clean.
That's it.
Yes, as clean as a whistle. And you can use this expression for almost everything.
Yeah, you could use it to describe a place,
a person,
or a thing.
Yeah, pretty much anything that you can clean.
Yeah, that's right. But I wonder what things you can't clean.
Well, I wouldn't clean a flower.
That's right. That would be kind of strange. You're right. And then it would sound very strange to say a flower is as clean as a whistle. That doesn't work.
No, but you could say his bedroom is as clean as a whistle, or his car, or the baby is as clean as a whistle.
Yep, that's right. Okay, let's give some more examples with this expression. The bathroom is clean now. It's as clean as a whistle.
Already? That was really fast.
I'm a fast cleaner. Come see.
Okay, I want to see this. Wow, it is really clean.
I told you.
I can see my reflection in the toilet bowl.
I was down on my hands and knees scrubbing this floor clean.
It's as clean as a whistle. So in this example, we had two people talking about a clean bathroom, and it was extremely clean, so we used the expression as clean as a whistle.
That's right. You wouldn't use this expression if it was a little clean. This expression is used when something is very, very clean, like there's no dirt around and it looks brand new.
Don't use my bathroom, okay, Maura, because it's not as clean as a whistle. Let's give one more example. Thanks so much for looking after Loopy this weekend.
Yeah, no problem. I love taking care of other people's dogs because I love dogs, but I can't have one because I'm not allowed to in my building.
She looks so clean.
Well, I took her to the beach this morning, and so you can imagine how dirty she was. So I took her home and I gave her a bath, and now she's as clean as a whistle.
Wow, thanks so much.
Yeah, no problem. Let me know if you need someone to take care of her again. It was really fun.
Wow, great. I will for sure.
So in that example, we heard one dog owner who was thanking her friend for taking care of her dog named Loopy. And the dog had had a bath. The dog was very, very clean. And so we heard that the dog was as clean as a whistle.
Yep, as clean as a whistle. And before we move on to our next expression, Maura, let's talk a little bit about the origin of this expression, because it's quite interesting.
Well, there are a couple possibilities, but the one that I like best has to do with a whistle and the pure, clean sound that a whistle makes.
Yep, and that really makes sense to me because it's such a nice sound, so clean as a whistle.
Right, in order for the whistle to make that nice, clean sound, it should also be clean on the inside.
Exactly. Not just on the outside. It has to be very clean, just like this expression.
And one more thing I want to mention about this expression. You might have heard a slight variation, even in this episode. You can hear it's as clean as a whistle, or you can hear it's clean as a whistle without the first as. Technically, this expression should have the word as two times, but many people do not say the first one.
Yep, as clean as a whistle or clean as a whistle.
Yep. Of course, if you're a member, we'll have more information about that in our learning materials.
Yep, so sign up and become a member.
All right, let's move on to the next expression that means that something is clean, new, and fresh.
Yes, our second expression is spick and span.
That is three words, spick and span.
Yep, spick and span.
You know, this expression is so popular that it's actually the name of a cleaning product that helps clean your home. The cleaner is called spick and span.
Which is a good marketing idea because when you see the cleaning product, you think, oh, this is going to help me make my house really clean.
Yep, for sure. And when I was doing research on the origin and meaning of this expression, there were so many possibilities. And it was actually quite confusing. If you're curious, we'll talk about that more in our learning materials too.
But the meaning of this expression, spick and span, is quite easy to understand because it means when something is really clean.
That's it. So let's get to some examples for you.
Samantha.
What, Mom?
What are you doing?
I'm just watching a video on YouTube.
Well, you know your party's coming up soon and you need to clean your room.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Your room needs to be spick and span before you're allowed to go to this party tonight.
All right. I'll start cleaning my room in like 5 minutes.
Okay.
In the example that we just heard, there was a teenager who was going to a party, and her mother told her that she could only go to the party if her room was spick and span. So, of course, this teenager, Samantha, needed to clean her room.
Yep, her room needed to be very clean and needed to be spick and span in order to go to the party.
You know, I feel like this conversation is really a classic. Teenagers are known for having messy bedrooms. So I'm going to ask you, Harp, was your bedroom messy when you were a teenager?
I was the kind of kid that would have it messy all week and then clean it up on Saturdays. And then it would be messy all week. But my mom didn't really have to ask me. On Saturday morning, I would just get up and clean it. I liked to pretend it was organized and clean, but It's a bit of a slacker during the week. Mm. How about you?
Well, I have to say that recently I was going through some old pictures and I saw a picture of my bedroom when I was a teenager and I was blown away by how messy it was. At the time, it didn't bother me. I knew it was messy, but I didn't care. But now looking at it, I was really shocked.
Wow, really? Could you even see the floor?
No.
Just full of stuff everywhere.
Yeah, you couldn't see the top of any of the desks or tables either, really.
You were a pig.
I've changed, I swear.
Yeah, I know. I've seen your house. It's so clean. So that's pretty surprising.
Okay, let's give one more example now with spick and span. Hey, is this a new car?
No, it's a rental. My car's in the garage, so this is what they gave me. It's so nice, hey?
Yeah, it's spick and span. Woo!
I know. Do you think I have to return it in this condition?
Well, I think if you make a mess, you should clean it up a little bit. But I don't even think if you tried, you could return it in this condition. It seems like it's brand new.
I know, but I have it for 2 weeks. It's going to be a mess by the time I return it.
Well, they've got to assume there'll be some wear and tear.
That's true. So in this example, we had two friends talking about a rental car, which was spick and span, which means that it was very clean.
You know that new car smell? It probably had that new car smell, too.
Yes. I know everyone talks about how they love the new car smell, but I think it's a bit gross.
I agree. I'd much rather have just a nice, natural kind of smell because the new car smell is kind of like plastic, isn't it?
Exactly. I'd rather have it all clean and spick and span with like a lemon cleaner.
Nice. Okay, let's get to our last expression for this episode.
Okay, our last expression is spotless.
Right. To say that something is spotless means that it is very, very clean, perfect, and untouched.
Yeah, so when something is spotless, it's immaculate. It's super clean.
Spotless means there are no spots on something. And if you think about a mirror, if there were spots on a mirror, it would be dirty. And you can actually say that. You can say, oh, you missed a spot. And it means that there's some dirt there that you didn't clean.
Yep. But when you say that something is spotless, it means that it's very, very clean.
That's right. So shall we get to the examples?
Let's do it. Wow, your desk is spotless. What's going on?
Didn't you get the memo? The head honcho's coming today.
He's coming today?
Yep, the big boss from head office is taking a tour of the entire place.
Oh my goodness, I have to go clean my desk. It's a disaster right now.
Good luck, he'll be here in an hour.
Oh, I don't think that's enough time. I really need to go.
And so in this first example, we heard that someone's desk was spotless. And this means that it was very clean, and in this case, also probably very organized.
Yes, it was spotless, so that meant it was very clean and organized, and all papers were in stacks, and it wasn't a mess.
That's right. Now I have another question. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of questions this episode.
Okay.
How is your desk at work, Harp?
Kind of like how my room was when I was a kid. It gets messy. And then I go through a big cleaning blitz, and then it's spotless, and then about 3 days later, it's a mess again.
Mm-hmm. That's true. One of the hardest things is keeping something clean.
Exactly. I'm good at cleaning it, but it's the maintenance that I suck at.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's do one last example with spotless.
So, how was the visit to the in-laws this weekend?
Oh, it was good. But you know, their house is always spotless. And I mean squeaky clean. I always think about my place and how it's clean, but it's never up to those standards. And I always feel bad.
Yeah, but she's retired and you're working and you have kids. So cut yourself some slack.
All right. But that's what I'm going to do next weekend. I'm cleaning my house top to bottom.
Good plan. And then invite her to dinner right after you're done.
Good idea.
So in this example, we had a friend talking about her recent visit to her in-laws and how their house was so clean.
That's right. It was spotless. Or we could also say it was as clean as a whistle. Or it was spick and span.
Exactly. And I think we should do a quick recap.
Let's do it.
So we started with clean as a whistle.
And then we gave you examples for the expression spick and span.
And we finished with spotless. And all three of these expressions describe something that is very clean.
And now that this episode is done, I feel like I want to go home and do some cleaning, Harp.
I know exactly what you mean. My floors are the opposite of spotless. They are so dirty right now.
Well, let's get to it then. We will remind you before we go to visit our website, culips.com. That's culips.com. And please think about becoming a member, because when you listen, it only enhances your experience and your money goes to help us continue making these episodes for you.
Yep, that's true. So sign up and become a member. And remember that we're on Facebook and Twitter, so you can always leave us a question or a comment there.
That's right. We'd love to hear from you.
That's it for us today. Bye, everyone.
Bye.